In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. So today we are the first week into the first Sunday, and we still just celebrate the Nairuz, the beginning of the Coptic year. And while we are celebrating this, like we're celebrating on Thursday and the first day of Tut, and on Friday we celebrate the feast of St. John the Baptist. And on Sunday, today, the gospel on St. John the Baptist too. And someone like tell me like, okay, we celebrate already on Friday the feast of St. John the Baptist, but why we have to celebrate, or why the gospel of Sunday is talking about the same subject of Friday? So why we have to take the church talk about St. John the Baptist, St. John the Baptist the Great? He was preparing the way for God. He was preparing the way for Jesus Christ to come. Today we can learn five lessons from St. John the Baptist, five lessons. When the angel appeared to St. John the Baptist, to Zechariah, so he said, "He will be great in the sight of the Lord and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother womb." First lesson, that the lifelong dedication and trust in God. First of all, we are baptized. We were baptized when we were young age. And we have the stamp that we are Christian. That we call Christian. But the problem that I have to ask myself, I am dedicated to be a Christian, to Christ, dedicated to Christ, and my lifelong dedication and trust, I'm trusting Him. I'm really good present for Him. When St. John the Baptist, he started his life, he started because he has a mission. So someone tells, for example, me, okay, I'm here, like I'm normal. I'm not a priest, or I'm not a monk. I have no position in the church to have a mission. No, we have a mission. Everyone from us has a mission in this world. By the way, we are not here in Canada, for anything. For example, like by chance. You are not working at your work by chance. We are not walking in the street by chance. There is something, a mission that we have, that I have, I'm belonging to Him. That's why I have to represent Him all the time. This is my dedication. That's why Lord Jesus Christ, He was reminding us in Matthew chapter 6, He said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." St. Cyril of Alexandria, he said this part, again, explain it apart from on this subject. He said, "Those who cling to God lack nothing, for He Himself becomes their sufficiency." What I should learn? I should learn how to teach our kids at home to start the day by prayers and to be dedicated to God. I have to teach myself and my kids. Every time, remember, you are Christian. You can imagine that, like, I am a son of the King. So every time, for example, start by my day, so the King tell me, "You are my son." So I'm so proud of myself. When I go outside, when I do anything, so I'm so proud of myself. I am the son of the King. I am the son of the King. I have to wear something different. I have to be different. I have to talk with different way. I am the son of the King. So exactly, you can imagine, I am the son of the kingdom of God. So when I go outside, I have to act as the son of the King. So I have to know my mission. I have to know that how I'm taught to. So that's why we have to teach our kids that the word of God is very important, and I have to practice mine what I'm reading. For example, today we have like the kids, they go to Sunday school. After we finish Sunday school, so we are taking pick up all the kids, for example, I have to ask them, what you learn today? So a discussion on Sunday, that I'm talking to my kids always about God, about the Bible, about the stories, something like that. But I have to ask them, what you did, what you learn at Sunday school? And maybe they forget. So I have to, what you did? Oh, you're not focused on Sunday school. It's okay. Text the servant, what you did? What you give to our kids. So they know the story, open from the Bible and read it. Or review with your kids. And take a lesson from this lesson and teach my kid to be a Christian, how to act. I am dedicated to him. That's why St. Anthony the Great, when he listened to the verse, if you want to be perfect, sell what you have and follow me. So he trusted him. I have to teach my kid how to trust God, for example. In the beginning of the life of Zechariah, he has an issue. And Elizabeth, like, they have an issue that they have no kids, nothing, so they face trouble. But inside them, okay, maybe God can open, we don't know when. While we have trouble at home, I know we try to hide it. Sometimes we are very anxious. Sometimes we are, we are losing our temper at home. I know that. It's like myself too, I do the same. But when I come back to myself, I'm not teaching my kids to pray, for example. Let's gather all my kids, for example, and my wife, and talk to them about maybe we have a problem and we have to pray. In the book of prayers of Abuna Matul Miskin, Father Matul the Poor, he said, when I was young, around 3-4 years old, so he had a lot of siblings. So he said in this book, sometimes I feel like there is trouble at home. So my father, my mother, gather all of us, and they start to pray together, and they ask me to repeat the word in prayers to ask God about something, for example. He said, I never understand what they are doing. I never understand the word that I'm saying, but I feel that there's something happened. I feel there's God is present here. They use the kid, by the way, because the kid is very pure, innocent. So the word is gonna go direct to God. So we have to teach our kids to how to, while we have a trouble, we have to trust him. We have nothing. No one trusts. So the first lesson I have to learn, I am dedicated, lifelong dedication and trust God. The second is not being afraid to be different. So in John 15, he said, if the world hates you, you know what it hated. It hated me before it hated you. And St. John Chrysostom, he said, let us not be ashamed of the gospel, for nothing is more shameful than to deny Christ for the sake of men's opinion. What I should learn from St. John. St. John, he was totally different. He was wearing the camel's hair and ate locust and honey and lived in the desert. He looked so weird, So you can imagine someone comes from the desert, it's long beard and wears something different, for example. And sometimes we have some people come to the church, for example, like, oh, they look so weird, so we have to neglect them. First of all, I have to accept everyone. The second, yes, myself, if I build this on myself, I should be different. It's normal to be different. And I can't imitate the world. He said, if the world hits you, it hit me before you. I have no problem to do the cross outside in my job at work. I have no problem. This is my cross. It's not about freedom. No, I have, this is me. It's not an issue if I say to someone, for example, like, God bless you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid that someone, for example, accuse you, for example, or whatever you're going to do, or criticism. No, I don't care about that. Sometimes, when we walk, because we wear our elevator. So some people appreciate it, like, oh, you're a priest, yes. And some people, for example, like looking from outside, like, we have seen them that before. We were the Arhating Christ, the Antichrist. It's okay. So what I should do, I have to smile. Not fake smile. Because sometimes we're like, yeah, have you happened? I said, no, it's not like this. I have to understand I am different. And I have to teach my kids too that we are different. We are different. If, Habibi, if you listen to something different at school, don't worry. We are different. I have to teach, I have to know, I have to understand that we are different. By the way, during these days, like the Senate, our Senate in Egypt, they decided, because it's a celebration of a Council of Nicaea. So our council in Egypt, with our co-perpetrator, Baba Kawadros, they decided to have to celebrate, to add Hetenni of St. Athanasius. And to have the icon of St. Athanasius outside, here. This is Ansar, this one, sorry, can't see. St. Athanasius, he was a little like, he was a youth, and he was a deacon, and he went to Nicaea, Council of Nicaea. You can imagine, like, he's age, for example, like not more than 20 for sure. And he went to Nicaea, and in front of Aaron, he was a priest, and he was talking and proof that he is wrong. And he put the creed that we are praying by. And we are praying the creed that he put it. Sometimes they said to him, they called him Contramandum. Contramandum, like against the world. And he said, okay, I'm against the world. He saw that everyone at that day, or all these days, they are full. Different thoughts, different heresies, different things. But he said, I'm against the world. I know what is the right and what is the wrong. That's why we have to understand, we have to teach our kids that we are different, and we have to teach ourselves and first we are different than the other. We can't imitate. We can't wear clothes like them outside. We can't think about how they are thinking. We can't do what they are thinking, what they are doing. We can't. We are sons and daughters of the King of the King. That's why I have to understand, I have to teach myself and first and my kids. So first lesson is belong, lifelong dedication, trust God. The second is not being afraid to be different. The third is following a call. Everyone has a call. In Luke first chapter, verse 76, and you, child, will be called a prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways. And Luke 3, he said, one mightier than is coming, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to lose. So what he did? Why did that? So I have a call. I'm a servant. I'm doing something different at a church or outside. So, but everyone had a call. Everyone had a talent. No one in this world without talent. God, he distributed talent between us. So at a church now, if we think about a little bit, you're going to find a talent. Everyone has a talent, but God not giving a talent, bardo keda, khalas, no. The talent is to use it. So I have to use the talent, my talent, for the grace of God. In the grace of God, I have to use my talent, I have to use this. That's why everyone has a call. So someone said, like, again, Aguna, you are Aguna. So you have a call to be a priest. No, but you have a call to be a priest. Aguna, you have a call to be a priest. No. You have a call to be a priest. Priest is not, it's only not a galabaya, for example, and I'm offering the offerings, the holy body only. This is the difference between me, between any other person. That's it only. But any other things, for sure the sacraments, yes. But the other, you are the priest, you have to preach the word of God. You are presenting God, you are presenting every moment who is Christ. That's why everyone has a call. And Augustine, he says, John was the voice, but Christ is the word. A voice passes away, but the word remains forever. What that mean for St. Augustine, he said. So St. Augustine, he said that Jesus Christ, he was the word, but the voice of this word, he was John the Baptist. When I feel I'm serving, when I feel I'm doing something, I have to work with humility. St. John, he saw Christ, he said, like, I can't even take off his sandals. So that's why what he said, that I have to serve with humility. And the first one, that the model for us, St. Mary. She said, St. Mary, it was clear, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let be to me according to your word. Luke, first chapter, verse 38. I will tell you the two other points only quickly because it's 10:15. So the fourth lesson is rejoice in Christ's presence. I have to rejoice, and I have to, again, what today, there is a wrong image of Christianity and the wrong image of how to be a spiritual person. Like, they deliver us something different, which is like, I have to be za'lan all the time. Like, I have to be kida. No, za'lan kida, I'm a good person, for example. No, I'm rejoicing with God. I have to be happy. When I am really, really with Christ and I have a good relationship with Him, I'm really happy. And the last point is, speak out for justice and truth. Be firm and be like, we have to speak out of justice and truth, like exactly St. John. So the five points that we have: to live in lifelong dedication and trust in God, to have courage to be different for Christ, to embrace our calling with humility, to rejoice in the presence of the Savior, to speak out for truth and justice with boldness, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Behold the Spirit of the Lord anointed me to love.
Yeah. centurion, sitting on his bed, quoting his scriptures.
He said unto the heavens, sit by the hand of his Father, and come to the
hands of the
Lord, and come to the Lord.
Yes, I believe in
the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the Lord of life, who receives from the Father, from the Father, the Son, which was glorified, as spoke by the prophets, and one of the holy prophets of our church, to be confessed on behalf of the church.
Is more.